I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're back in the studio where we belong.
Oh, we're so happy about it as well. We both walked in
it.
We both walked in this morning and we were like, oh, isn't it nice to be back?
Feels like our safe space.
It is though, isn't
it? No one can get us in here.
No, well, honestly, we cannot cope with this London
hustle
lifestyle.
And bustle.
I don't know how people do it.
Well, we spent most of the day yesterday going, I don't know how people do this. I don't know how people do this.
We were sat on the tube, weren't we? And obviously we were on the tube in rush hour, so it was very busy. People going to work, going about their business. We had looks of pure horror on our face. We were like, oh, do you think they're happy? Do you think they like doing this every day? I mean, the tube was so busy.
It's so busy. It's very dirty, isn't it? It's not clean air. So you feel grimy. I've got a cold. I've had a cold for about 7 days. If we are not ill in the net, I mean,
I can feel it coming. I've got a sore throat already, mate.
I feel it coming. Let's go through all the things we touched on the underground.
Oh, God, we're going to be here for hours.
Escalator, handrails.
Ew. Yeah.
Ew. Imagine the germs. Imagine, mate. Imagine when the men have been to the toilet, not washed their hands, gone on the tube. The buttons on the train. When you stand on the train, you hold onto the pole.
I was just going to say the poles.
How close you are to that you're breathing in someone's direct air.
They were all coughing and spluttering.
It's lung to lung.
On the tube, yeah.
In it, you're lung to lung.
Lung to lung.
Yeah. You might as well just kiss everyone on that train and just share their, like, lick their face. I mean, oh, the ticket machines, like everything you touch.
I picked up a tube map. Oh, God, we're going to be ill. It's going to happen.
Yeah. The bank card you press on the ticket thing. Think how many hands have been on that. And
oh, God, I can't.
How do people keep healthy in London?
Don't know. Do they have hand sanitizer?
Did you see any?
No.
No.
I didn't use any. Did you?
Do they filter fresh air down there?
I don't think they do.
Makes me feel a bit queasy. But yeah, we struggled, didn't we? But we're okay.
We're here. We lived to tell the tale. I don't think we were there for 48 hours. I think it was even less than that.
We had three suitcases between us, all really heavy. At one point, I just thought, I nearly stopped at one point and thought, I can't do this.
I can't do this. We said today as well, like, we love getting in our cars and poodling around.
Yeah.
That's our happy place. I think so, like putting our music on or a podcast and like poodling from A to B. No stress.
There's no A to B, is there, in London? It's like A minus, B plus, B.
We were saying this, weren't we? Like it's an effort to get anywhere. So first of all, it's like the walking to the tube. Then it's the getting
down
on the tube. On the
tube.
Then it's the switching tube lines. Then it's the coming up from the tube. And you get really hot when you're on the tube. Then you're really cold when you come out into the street. Then it's getting a taxi or a train or walking. There's so many bits to a journey in London.
We absolutely couldn't do it.
No. Next time. London is not for us.
No, a visit. I mean, even a visit.
Well, look how moany and tired we are after London. It's ridiculous. Welcome back to the Laura and Becky Show. We are best mates and we do this podcast every single goddamn day.
We are sponsored by Red Brick Estate Agents, Prince Family Law Solicitors, and we're in collaboration with East Midlands Airport. Another thing that we did the whole time we're in London, and we aren't going to stop talking about London in about 2 minutes. You and your key panic.
Oh my God. This is like a daily thing for
it's
me.
It's so weird.
Every single day, I panic that I've lost my car and house keys. They're all on like the same thingy. I feel like I go, got my keys. I've got my keys. Oh, there they are.
Yeah.
And it lasts for about 30 seconds and it is pure panic of me thinking I've left them somewhere. And they're always there. I've never lost them.
We were on the train and you went, oh, where are my keys? I went, they'll be in your big bag. And you're like, right. And then as the train was pulling into Chesterfield, you went, be prepared, mate, for key panic. And I went, all right. So I got up and got your big bag. And before I'd even put your big bag on the table, you went, well, I found them. And I was like, all right.
I mean, they were literally in the place that I popped them the day before, safe and sound. It's either key panic or it's phone panic.
I had a thing in my mind that I was going to lose my phone. I kept checking it. I was like, God, I'm like a...
Well, you kept saying through London, you kept stopping and I just need to check, I've got my phone.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Honestly, the pair of us together, I'm like, where's my keys? You're like, where's my phone? Like, there's that song, isn't there? What's that song?
Where's my keys?
Where's my phone?
Where's my phone?
I mean, that is every single day. It's not even just in London. It's not just a London thing.
No.
That's an everyday thing for us.
Nothing to do with geography, is it?
No.
It's a daily struggle.
Yeah.
It's a daily struggle.
Yeah.
You got your keys?
Yeah, I've got
my phone.
Yeah, great.
All right.
Very good.
Right, something happened the other day that literally I just stood in shock for about 2 minutes.
Right.
Not too long. No. I was on a dog walk with my husband and he had a headache and he went, oh, I've got to stop in this shop and get some ibuprofen. I was like, okay, cool. So he went in the shop, he came out with the tablets and as we were walking, I was like, I'm going to take two of these now. And I just stopped and went, why didn't you buy a bottle of water? You have to wait because we always get a coffee on our walk.
Yeah, he didn't buy a bottle of water?
Mate, he just popped them pills up, put it in his mouth, swallowed them. And I literally was like...
That puts me about
how?
So
And he
much.
Went, well, you swallow food that's bigger than tablets. I was like, what? And he was like, well, yeah, like you swallow...
Oh, no.
How?
No.
He swallowed them capsules. Capsules. Like the plastic capsules. Two of them just... down.
Well, you know I've got this really bad fear of choking on a hard-boiled sweet. That is a trigger for me. Seeing someone do that, that makes my throat swell up.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Nor me. No way.
I just thought, why didn't you just buy a bottle of water? So I don't need one.
Don't need one. That is nuts to me.
Is this a thing people do?
Yeah, well, this reminds me of my granddad, right? So he used to take a lot of tablets every day. And at breakfast, he used to like lay all the tablets out on the table. There's all sorts of shapes and sizes and colours, mate. Because I was young, I used to think, oh, they're sweeties. They look lovely.
God.
And there was probably, I kid you not, about 12 that he was on daily, right?
No, you didn't do the whole lot in one shot.
Mate.
I don't think...
He did them, not all in one go. I think he did it in two lots. We broke it up into six and six. And he did it. Dry?
How?
Just literally down the hatch. My grandma was exactly the same.
But doesn't like drinking water with them help them dissolve quicker in your tummy?
I don't know, but I could not do it dry. Honestly, it makes me...
No.
It makes me want to gip thinking about
like
it.
Superpower. Well, I mean, fair play to people.
Hey, I can't even swallow tablets with water.
Me neither.
At the moment. I have to psych myself up.
Put
when
your
I
head
see
back.
It. Yeah, I literally go...
Yeah.
I give myself neck ache.
Yeah, I think there's either two types of people. There's dry people and there's us.
Wet people.
There's wet people.
Yeah,
I don't...
We are the wet sort. Oh, God. I hate swallowing tablets. It's honestly one of my worst things.
Hey, I have cowpole.
I've started doing that as well.
Yeah, 20 mils.
Yeah.
With your little shotgun.
Well, do you know what? Do you remember when, we're going way back on the pod now. This is like a whole
Piriton.
Summer. No, this is, what is it called when I thought I had it? That thing that you get in the back of your throat. There's a name for it.
Oh God, I can't remember what the name was.
Remember I felt like I had something in the back of my throat. There's a name for it, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
So I've had to have some tablets. This is still ongoing, by the way, okay? This hasn't stopped, this thing in the back of my throat. And I've got to have a camera down my throat.
Oh, yes, you have.
Yeah, which I'm really scared.
I can't
scared
come with you.
Mate, no, I can't. Oh, actually, no, yeah, come. So I can hold your hand. I'm so scared. And I haven't had the confirmation or anything yet, but I'm still on some tablets beforehand. So I picked them up from the pharmacy, right? And the ones I had before were soluble ones. So you literally pop them on your tongue and they just like dissolve onto your tongue. Perfect for someone like me.
Yes.
Absolutely
yes.
Perfect. Or you like put them on some yogurt or something. Yeah. I was like, yeah, perfect. Picked up these latest ones, opened them and thought, right, here we go. Day one, let's hit it hard. Opened it. They weren't soluble.
Oh no.
So I sent a message to my doctor. I went, hey, well, I've paid for these and I asked for soluble. I can't swallow these.
These are not soluble.
Yeah, what do you think I'm meant to do with these? I've got a slug in the back of my throat. I can't swallow.
You'd probably stick them up your bot. Can you do that?
Really?
Does it have the same effect?
What, you can stick a tablet up there?
I don't know. Am I dreaming or is that something you can... Don't do that, by the way, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Don't stick a tablet up your bot. Don't do it.
You should ask your paramedic friend.
No, can't you ask Targe?
Yeah.
Hey, Targe. I stick this tablet up my bot?
I haven't spoken to you for a while, Targe. I know you might come a bit out of the blue. Bit random.
Targe, let's talk bottoms.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Okay, you're great.
Oh, we need to do a little app break,
don't we? Oh, we always forget.
Oh, tell you what, just quickly before we've got to say hello to two riches on the pod today. Yeah, you'll know what I mean in a minute.
Okay.
So first one is one of our absolute day oneers. Going through a bit of a hard time at the moment.
Oh.
Rich Cosamola, who we love.
Oh,
he has been there from way beyond the start.
Yeah, he is a day oneer. Yeah.
He is. So we're just sending you lots of love at the moment, Rich. And yeah, we're thinking of you. And another Rich is
somebody... Oh, we met yesterday. Oh my God. He'll be listening.
He will. He's like a new fan.
Is it Rich? Are you sure?
Yeah, Rich's rugs. Rich to rugs.
No, but that's... Oh, that's his name. Oh, I get it now. Are you sure?
Hang on, let me just check.
No, it's rugs to riches.
Yeah, I'm sure his name was...
Is that why he's called it rugs to riches? Because his name is Richard?
Could be. Right, let's have a look.
The more you say the name Richard, the stranger it sounds.
Rugs to riches.
Also, why do... Are you sure his name's Rich?
No, I don't know anything.
He's messaged us, no?
Yeah, rugs to riches, not... Maybe it's...
No, I thought his name was...
Oh, Samuel, that's his dog.
Oh, God, didn't he message us? Oh, my God, Becky,
he's put a comment on our thing, but he hasn't put his name.
Okay, well, we'll call him Rich.
Okay, sorry, oh, God.
I don't think his name was Rich.
Probably not.
Okay, well, Rugman?
Well, let's give his business a plug. Rugs to Riches.
Right, so he's a rug cleaner. Great guy, great guy.
I mean, he is based in Norwich.
He is.
For any listeners in Norwich, he's your guy.
You need your rug cleaning?
Yeah, if you've got a filthy carpet.
A very nice man.
Oh, wasn't he? We were doing some filming with him yesterday and he was just, you know, there's someone there who's delightful, lights up the room a bit, very chatty, very down to earth.
He was lovely.
And then as he left, he gave us both a bottle of his rug cleaner.
No, but Rich... I left my rug cleaner behind. We left in such a hurry and that's the most thing I'm gutted about.
No, Rich. Laura Wedd, I am taking this shite over me.
I did not say that. And actually, we've just bought a carpet cleaner. And I was like, this is so handy.
Could you send us some
please,
more?
Please. Please send us some more. Please.
And we're sorry that your name's probably not Rich. But DM us.
Here's the break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Do I press that again?
Oh, yeah, why not? Oh my God, we have to talk about this. I know this was like a few nights ago, but I feel like we just need to delve a little deeper into it. Miley Cyrus at the Grammys.
Fit. Oh my God, her body.
I can't
whoever
stop
is her personal trainer needs to step up and train us all.
They need to make themselves known.
That not one bit of her body wobbles. Not a wobble in sight.
I've never seen anything quite like it.
The dress she wore.
The hair.
The hair. The makeup. The moves.
Her confidence.
I heard something, because I can't remember who it was, but on TikTok, they were basically saying that what I love about her, she does not give a crap.
Yeah, but she's not always been like this.
No.
Has she? This is like, and I love seeing the transformation. But obviously, she was famous
she's
when she was
talking
very
to
young.
Her dad either, is she?
Billy Ray?
Don't think, well, he wasn't there and she didn't thank him in her speech.
Oh no, that's sad. So obviously we've seen her kind of like grow up, haven't we?
Oh yeah.
And obviously she probably she wasn't as confident as as she is now, but I like seeing it. She's very comfortable with herself, isn't she? Mm-hmm.
Well, she apparently, that's only the second time she's ever sung Flowers live.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, just not bothered. But she sang it. Apparently she's like, she did it so she can watch herself back while she's in bed the next day.
She's feral, isn't she?
Feral.
She's feral.
But occasionally, she looks hot. Tina Turner-esque.
Yes.
But also, I don't know, just the ending as well, where she's like, and she just throws the mic down. It's like,
I've watched it so many times and I can't stop watching. I want to watch it again.
They all did well though.
Yeah. I don't know with Miley whether I fancy her, whether I want to be mates with her, whether I want to be her.
She's quite masculine, feminine, isn't she?
It confuses me a little bit.
Her voice is very gruff.
I like her voice.
I'd love to meet her.
Me too.
I bet she's very tall. Her legs, man. Man, oh man.
Oh, goddamn.
Another really good performance, Dua Lipa. Dua. She starts in the middle in this cage thing, then she walks through, she starts another song dancing.
Yeah, she meant business, didn't she?
And then even Billie Eilish when she sings that song, which by the way.
Do you know what? I haven't seen Billie's performance.
Oh, it's very good. It kills me, that song.
What does she perform?
Where did it end? Oh, the enjoyment.
Just like that.
I'm saying it. That end of that Barbie film. Oh, God. It absolutely kills me.
Can we talk about Jay-Z as well? We've forgotten to talk about that. About his. I watched the speech in full last night because I'd only seen the bit where he talks about Beyonce. I quite like...
It's a little bit contradictory.
Yeah, which bit?
Well, he's like... She's never won best album, right? Obviously bothers them both that she's not won best album. But in the next breath, he's like, don't worry about the Grammys. And it's like, hang on a minute, Jay-Z.
You're either worried about the Grammys.
Or you're not bothered.
I kind of liked, he's got a point, right? I mean, Beyonce should have won best album. I feel her last three albums have been
That last album.
I mean, she lost like to Harry Styles, didn't she, one year for best album. What's that about?
I don't actually know.
But that's criminal. That is a Beyonce album or a Harry Styles album.
Do you remember when Adele won, was it best album? Well, did she win best album?
And she dedicated it.
I can't accept this award. I can't. Yeah. And I thought, yeah, they all won it. Maybe they...
Yeah.
I don't think the Grammys have got something against Beyonce because isn't she the most decorated?
Yeah. She's got the most, isn't she?
And also, you're Beyonce. Just don't
worry
about
all right.
It.
Love, you don't need to worry. I quite like what Jay-Z said though, because he was sort of like talking about just anyone in whatever job you do or career you do.
And what did he say?
Just keep showing up. Just keep showing up.
That's what we do.
I thought that. I watched and I thought,
he's talking to us.
He's right. I thought, yeah. And also, I quite liked how Blue was stood so gracious next to him and so polite. And I couldn't take my eyes off Blue Ivy.
How many kids have they got? Blue and then the two little twins. I wonder when they're going to show their faces.
Yeah. When they're going to be on stage with Beyonce. Yeah.
My one regret of last year is not going to that concert. It actually hurts my insides that I never went.
That was a boo-boo.
She's going to tour again, surely.
She'll tour again, mate.
And we'll be there. Mate, we'll be on stage. We'll be there because we're going to keep showing up. All right, mate, there was a little bit of an argument in my household a few nights ago. And I ended the argument with, I'm going to tell this on the pod. And my husband was like, all right, go on then, because you're going to make yourself look stupid. Right. So, I mean, I'm not the brightest of people, okay?
You are bright.
I am bloody not.
Take that back, mate.
You will be taking that back in about 2 minutes' time, okay? Well, I was talking to... Oh, okay. So we're talking about leap years to my husband.
Yeah.
Right? And I just sat back and I thought, what the hell is a leap year? Is it one less day or is it one more day? I couldn't remember.
Is it one less? One less, and you lose a year, don't you?
No, a day. All right. I think I'm going to be all right, actually. I don't think you'll be taking anything back. In fact, I think this is going to make me look rather good. I already know how this conversation's going to go. I was a bit worried, but I'm not anymore. Yeah, leap year is where you lose a whole year of your life.
Can you believe it?
Anyway, so then I was like, okay, why do we have a leap year? And James, you went, well, because it takes, a year and a quarter of a day for the Earth to go around the sun. So every 4 years, you lose a day to catch up. And I just sat there and I just thought, what the fuck are you talking about? What? Hang on, it takes a year and a quarter of a day for the Earth to go around the sun.
I think that is right, isn't it?
It is right.
Yeah.
But I can't comprehend it. So then I went, oh, right, okay. And then I said something, I can't remember why, but I said something about the seasons. And he went, well, you know, obviously why there's seasons, don't you? And I went, no. No. Do you?
So things can grow.
No, but why do, what causes?
Oh, it's the sun.
What about the sun?
The sun moving.
Where?
The sun
moving. My husband
moving.
Was aghast. He was like, so why do we have, where does winter come from? And I was like,
Is it when the sun hides for a bit? It goes hiding and plays hide and seek.
I can't even remember the answer now.
No, he's going to die.
It's something to do with the earth going around the sun on the axis. An axis?
Yeah, so it turns. The sun turning.
No, the sun doesn't turn. Don't we turn?
Oh.
So we're always going around the sun. Or does the sun go around us?
No, we go around the sun because we move. We go around
the sun. We move. Right, yeah. So the sun's in the middle.
Yeah, we're on an axis.
And I think as we're spinning, the sun, we get less sun.
Yeah.
That's why we get winter.
Right, there we go.
Right, that's
okay.
It.
Everyone,
that's it.
There. Right. If you take anything from today,
he was
that's aghast. What you take.
He was like, did you go to primary school? And then I thought, well, I don't remember what I learned in primary school.
I don't.
Do you?
No.
And he was like, well, you know your ABC? And I thought, that's a good point.
Yeah, but they tell you that over and over. And also, you had Hairy Hat Man and Curious Cat or whatever it is.
Yeah, you have all of those.
Tell me.
Yes.
But you don't talk about the seasons and the sun
that's
a lot.
That's a topic.
That's a special topic.
It's a topic.
Also, I didn't really pay too much attention at school. I was one of those ones who was easily distracted.
I mean, I still don't quite understand.
It's a leap year this year,
isn't it? Why didn't they just, when they invented years, why didn't they just make the year a year and a quarter?
Who invented the year?
Why didn't they just add the hours on? Also, I did say to him, I got him in the end, because I went, okay, well, why do we lose the day? No, is there an extra day, Becky? We get an extra day.
Just Google it quickly, just so we know. Let's put.
Why do they do it in February? And he didn't know. And I thought,
oh, good, you had him.
You having another mint?
Yeah.
You and those. It's like a little cigarette box of mints you've got. It's very odd.
Guys, I've started carrying mints around in my handbag, and it's
like
in a little
nanny mints. They're mints your nanny would carry.
No, these are like really trendy these days, mate. I kid you not.
Who said that?
Loads of the influencers have got them.
Who?
Lydia Millen. She has them. I've seen her. She gets a little. She did a thing.
Oh my.
And she had these mints, and I saw them and I thought, right, I'm going to get them.
Right, okay.
They're in like a little tin. They're called Barclays Tastefully Intense Mint. And I just like the fact they're in a tin.
Yeah. Well, that is very nanny-esque.
Oh,
and actually, doesn't
it
surprise me, Lydia Millen. Millen.
Mm. Yeah. How expensive these.
Well, it's because Lydia, she's a millionaire, isn't she?
And it's because they're in a tin.
She can afford them, mate. What are you doing? Get a polo.
Oh, I got sucked in by seeing it on Insta and TikTok, didn't I?
Damn you, Lydia, damn you.
You got me.
I can't be asked to look up leap years.
Okay, but if anyone wants to get in touch and let us know, then please let us know about the leap years, about the sun, about the earth, about
really
years.
Don't. We'll forget.
Well, come on, guys. I want to be educated on this.
Anyway, I asked Rosie, of course she knew about it. Grace, not a clue. That's my girl.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta at The Laura and Becky Show.